The new Philadelphia City Schools is seeking feedback from the community. Good morning with your WTUZ 9 o'clock news. I'm Mary Alice. New Philadelphia City Schools is looking to develop a plan to overall better the district's educational buildings. Our Superintendent David Brand explains that enrollment is up by 14% just over the last 4 years and that education spaces are overcrowded.
So many of our spaces weren't originally designed for education. We're using as education right now. So some of our buildings really weren't designed for the optimal safety and security that our students deserve today. But we need to do something. And the real question is what?
And beginning in 2019, Brand notes that they will host public meetings in hopes to get feedback from community members.
What does the community want for the future of New Philadelphia City Schools, facilities for the children? So we're open to any and every idea. It's going to be real important for community to get out to the meetings once we have those here, once the new year rolls over. It'll be an exciting time to really design and think through what the next 50 years of New Philadelphia is going to be like.
And the school board will begin their focus on the elementary buildings. And with the guidance of an architecture firm, Brand notes that the district will be able to use state funding to cover 55% of the cost. A tradition of the past 25 years, the Christmas Home Tour kicks off the holiday season in Tuscarawas County this weekend. Co-chair and Heritage Home Vice President Patty Strickling explains that this tradition was started by the Denison Depot's Women's Committee in hopes for residents to just get inspired by the holiday decor.
And a lot of people just like to go around and see other people's homes. Since Heritage Home has taken it over, we have tried to have at least one or two historic homes on the tour.
And the self-guided tour will make stops at a couple of older and newer homes, including Denison's second oldest church and also at the historic Reeves Victorian Mansion and Museum. And that will take place Sunday from noon until 5 p.m. And tickets are $18 for each person and can be purchased at Guybe Funeral Homes in New Philadelphia and Dover, the First National Bank of Denison in Denison, and also Pam's Posies in Dover. And also for more information, you can visit our website, WTUZ.com. In state news, health officials say that the number of infant deaths in Ohio decreased overall from 2016 to 2017, but racial disparity continued as deaths among Black infants increased. The state recorded 982 infant deaths last year, down from 1,024 the previous year. But the Ohio Department of Health still says that the number of Black infants who died increased by 15 and that they died at nearly three times the rate of white infants. Then taking a look at sport news, the Big Z Sports Show will return tonight from 6 until 8 o'clock, and you can also stream online at WTUZ.com. In other news, the Tennessee Titans topped the Jacksonville Jaguars 30-9 last night. On Sunday, the Browns welcomed the Panthers, Bengals at the Chargers, and the Steelers will be at the Raiders. Now to look at your 9 o'clock news, now your Z Country forecast.
A cold day across the Ohio Valley. We reached the lower 30s this afternoon. Clouds with some sun today and a few isolated morning flurries possible in our far northern counties. Partly cloudy tonight down to 18, a mix of sun and clouds Saturday at 32, and Sunday mostly cloudy at 37. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Stephanie Allison.
Stay up to date by finding WTUZ on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Mary Alice.
99.9 WTUZ.